enjoying your comments, and I want to reflect as many of them during the open line, or you can call in 021-446-0567. That starts at 11:30. We've been talking a lot about the state of South Africa's roads. We've been talking a lot about how many communities are doing it for themselves, that they are picking up the tools. They're not waiting on the municipality. They are doing it for themselves. But let's take it one step further. Are there legal ramifications and liability that if a community decides to do it themselves? Let's be honest, ordinary citizens aren't construction experts. There's a level of technical, scientific, engineering skill that is involved when it comes to covering particularly key infrastructure like roads. So what if something goes wrong? If a road that's been repaired gets another hole, or it forms a larger sinkhole, and cars are damaged and it's not been being repaired by the municipality, who then holds that liability? Joining me on the line, Kirsty Haslam, partner at DCS Attorneys. Kirsty, thanks so much for your patience. Really, really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Good morning.
Firstly, something goes wrong on the roads. It damages my car. And we spoke to the insurance industry earlier. They say that they get plenty of claims. It's the bulk of their claims, damage to vehicles caused by improper roads. But if something seriously goes wrong with my car, do I have the right to approach a municipality to say, you are responsible for the damage to my vehicle or any of my property, even my life or my limb?
Yes, the general principle is, of course, that there can never be a general duty to prevent harm or loss. But what we're dealing with here in this context, and if we look at the pothole example, is that municipalities and local authorities, provinces, have a statutory duty to maintain transport infrastructure. So where there is an omission to attend to those duties, and that omission is negligent, they can only be held liable if there is satisfaction of an element called wrongfulness. Mm-hmm. Now, wrongfulness, in turn, it's basically a question of reasonableness of the conduct. So the question is posed, is that authority under a legal duty to act positively, i.e. in this instance, fill the pothole, attend to the problem, to prevent a harm which is suffered and they failed to comply with that duty? So, yes, in principle, there could be a claim for damages. Mm-hmm. Of course, there can be no hard and fast rule. For example, potholes can appear, in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, no authority can be omnipresent. They have maintenance routines that they follow. But what we're dealing with here, mm-hmm. in this instance, really, is where a pothole has been unattended to, sometimes for a year or more mm-hmm. at a time. Now, clearly, someone has dropped the ball there. So, in principle, in that scenario, yes, the authority can be held mm-hmm. liable for the foreseeable loss which ensues.
Let's take then the step further in the conversation that we have been having on communities doing it for themselves. Of course, a municipality hires a construction company who has the expertise, maybe even the regulatory paperwork to say we are allowed, we are registered with some sort of industry statutory body to do this work. Me and Walid Amy decide we're going to fix this pothole, and we are not structural road engineers. We know how to mix dagger and concrete, and we can fill a hole. If something happens to someone based on the work that we have done, who holds the liability there? And we can extend it further. If we are fixing the water reticulation system, which many communities have done, I think of in Grahamstown, where they said we are fixing the water reticulation system. If someone does something wrong and it does more harm than good, who then is liable in that case?
Well, the general principles of delictual liability still pertain. So in other words, you need to have conduct, which is either intentionally or negligently causes damage and which is wrongful. Now, there's a lot of legal principles involved in that statement. So firstly, deal first with the pothole example. Let's say Santi or Pitti fill the long-standing pothole outside their home with sand. Someone comes along and nevertheless damages their tire. The problem that motorists would have is saying that it is Santi or Pitti who has actually caused that damage, and that their conduct was negligent and that it was wrongful. In other words, it offended the legal convictions of the community. So you can already see in that scenario where that might be a problem. Mm. And never forgetting, of course, that it still remains the overarching responsibility of the local authority, municipality or province to actually maintain or look after and monitor what's going on those roads. The situation is slightly different if you have, for example, so up in Johannesburg now, there's been a partnership between, I think, Discovery and another partner who have taken it upon themselves to assist in addressing this long-standing problem. Now, Discovery, it's not the CEO of Discovery, of course, who's out there fixing the potholes. They will have appointed contractors. Mm. Now, if contractors assume a job and do not fulfill their job requirements properly, in other words, by virtue of some negligent conduct on their part, that directly leads to a harm which follows, then we might have a different scenario and there might still be a course of action against that contractor. But again, not forgetting that the overall responsibility remains that of the province or municipality, yes.
And of course, I don't know, there could be statutory industry bodies involved and I'm not sure if there is in the road construction, whatever municipal service, I'm quite sure there would be. If people wanted to be flippant, or statutory bodies wanted to be flippant, I think it's maybe a different scenario of someone going to work on the N1 outside Beaufort West than the community of Koingas in the Northern Cape, a population of 120 people. There may be a difference here, but a statutory body, an industry statutory body, could say, this is not your job, you are not registered to do this work, and therefore we are charging you or laying a complaint under A, B, and C statutory offence.
I don't believe there's statutory offences, save for where, now, for example, where rioters put stones on the road, for example, that would potentially be, that's a criminal act. But the question which you mentioned about if it's a remote village, for example, versus the N1 between Cape Town and Bellville, yes, that comes into the consideration of the reasonableness of the party's conduct and the foreseeability of harm. Because, of course, you can't be everywhere all the time. So you do have to take reasonable steps, however, to prioritize what you need to do, taking into account the potential for harm. Mm. Now, there was, of course, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, there was quite a publicized case a couple of years ago in the Eastern Cape where AgriSA took the MEC for Department of Roads and Public Works to court precisely over this issue of failure to maintain roads, etc. And the court very heavily considered the issues of the socioeconomic impact of the department's failure in that, for example, taxis could not get to homes to transport school children to school. So members of the community were having to walk hours on end to get their children to school. And that infringes your constitutional right to education. The same with your constitutional right to healthcare services. Ambulances were not able to service that area. And notwithstanding that it was remote areas, when all the factors were considered, that was sufficient to visit liability upon the department.
Of course, I don't want a municipality to abscond their responsibility. I don't want them to all of a sudden for them to feel, because communities are doing it for themselves, you know, there's nothing that we should do about it. because they're doing it for themselves, and we should ward against that, shouldn't we? I know I'm delving and leading you down a path of political opinion, but I don't necessarily feel comfortable on just because a community can do it for themselves that they should.
No, of course not. And, you know, it comes back to the statutory duty. This is why we pay taxes. You know, there's a statutory duty that authority has to fulfill. And in fact, in some instances, there is authority where it has been held that the failure to fulfill a statutory duty is prima facie, so on the face of it, wrongful conduct. Mm. So already they're on the back foot there. And of course, they cannot absolve themselves of that duty, and they can't say, well, we're happy that this is a nice neighborhood. They're looking after things for themselves. In fact, I would imagine that courts would visit censure on authority that, you know, adopts that attitude.
We have a nice word for it now. It's called social compact, eh?
Yes.
Everyone gets on board and does their bit. But Kirti Haslam, she's an attorney at DCS Attorneys. Thank you so much for providing that perspective. Really, really appreciate it.